At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough, stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexrode taking you through this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And we've had some heated discussions about the greatest sports movie of all time. To help us talk about that and also, of course, get to the Tennessee Titans as well, we bring on our good friend John Glennon from The Athletic. John, what's going on, my man?
Not too much. How are you guys doing?
We're good. We're ripping The Athletic all day.
We've had some spirited... We have been ripping The Athletic. That certainly has been something that's happened here. And John, obviously The Athletic has come out with a list of their 100 greatest sports movies of all time, and we're not going to sit here and go through the whole list with you. But if I were to ask you, what's your favorite sports movie of all time, what would your answer be?
Oh, my goodness. Put on the hot seat right away. I got to say, I didn't have a whole lot of problem with Rocky as number one. Now, you know, that's a little bit of my generation talking right there. Thought it was a classic from back in the day. I'm all right with that. But, you know, I mean, I like all types, whether it's, you know, the comic sports movie, the serious sports movie. I probably would have had Caddyshack rated nearly as highly as a Rocky. So I'm open here. I don't have any hard and fast rules.
Yeah, well, you did vote for this, right?
I did.
So give me, and I don't remember my exact ratings, but I remember like the ones that I get. So give me, you know, the handful or so that you gave the absolute highest ratings.
Oh, goodness. Like I said, definitely like me some Rocky. I'm a little secondary fan of the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, so I like a little Rudy. Marquise and I were just talking before it came on the air about another classic, Remember the Titans. That was basically from my hometown, so I was a big fan of that. But, you know, I can't find myself getting too heated up on this. It's just, a little bit of fun, for goodness sakes.
I felt like you should have fought harder for Remember the Titans, John. I'm very disappointed.
John, you've let us all down.
You let us down, Joe. See, I just gave Joe and let Joe have it, but now I got to let you because you had the power, John, to change this, and you didn't.
I wish I could go back and check my votes exactly. I should have kept my ballot. So many different options that we had to go through and rate it. I have questions, as many people do, about the Big Lebowski. I know Rex Rhodes a big fan of the Big Lebowski as a sports movie, but seriously, throwing a little bit bowling here and there, and all of a sudden it's a sports movie. I guess that's up there with the Die Hard, is it a Christmas movie question.
Yep, that's exactly right. Now that one makes no sense. I'd like to see some votes because I remember the Titans that's a fair criticism too. Like that's like an average ranking of 84. How do you give that anything less than a 90? I think I gave it like a 99 or 98. Like I don't know how. Remember the Titans? So that means some people were giving it like 65s. Like what?
It's ridiculous.
You know, it's all like to me. Like if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all when it comes to Remember the Titans.
Why don't we see if we can get the ballots printed out? If our own athletic organization can dig into the research, check the surveys. I'd be interested in exactly what the votes are for people.
Me too. Freedom of Information Act.
It's like the AP poll. People got to be, there has to be some transparency here.
There you go.
So, John, as we start to emotionally recover from this movie list that's been put out there by The Athletic, we'll transition into the Titans talk. What was your kind of your takeaways yesterday from the conference call with John Robinson and Mike Vrabel?
Well, you know, I mean, I think the biggest things to me certainly were the fact that they are, you know, planning at least to work on a Derrick Henry long-term contract. Now, I say this is something that has to be done based on what Derrick Henry did, but I still say it's two different things to say you're working towards that contract and actually seeing it come to fruition, because I still think it's awfully tough to find a middle ground between that second running back contract that has gone awry for so many teams and a franchise tag, which is so economic and easy for a team to apply. So I still think that's going to be a challenge. I know they're going to work towards it, but I'm not certain that they're going to reach it. And to me, the other, probably the most interesting aspect was we finally at least got some absolute acknowledgement that Jadeveon Clowney is an interest to the team, that they have spoken to his agents. And, you know, right now, as far as we can tell, there's really only a few teams that are still expressing interest in him, Jets, Seahawks, and Titans. So, you know, is that still a realistic possibility for the Titans now that they have signed a Vic Beasley, now that they have signed Kamalea Correa back? You know, is there still a possibility that Jadeveon Clowney is the big splash that that a lot of people are still hoping for?
Right, and you wrote off that. It's up there today at theathletic.com/Nashville.
Nice.
That Casey move, and I thought the exact same thing. I think a lot of people did. When the Casey move happened, we all kind of thought, okay, so that's part A, and part B is probably Clowney, but there's a big part B coming, like as you made the comparison when Subban was traded for for not much. You knew that that was opening up the room so that the Predators could go get Matt Duchene, and that felt the same way initially here. But, to me, we were going through the numbers earlier, John, and again, the cap space thing, you have to take everything with a grain of salt, but I do think SpotTrack.com is pretty good about being accurate on numbers, and it has the Titans at like 23 right now, 23
yeah, that's
million.
Not including a couple of deals, I don't think, either. I don't think that's including Crawford or Correa.
Right, and so then you take it down to like, you know, high teens, and you're still talking about draft picks, undrafted free agents, the flexibility Robinson likes to have in, you know, during camp. He's made several signings during that time of year. I mean, I don't know that it's even possible to get Clowney now unless he went way down on his price, and I would be surprised if that happened. So like you pointed out, what was, you know, could you have just held on to Casey another year and, you know, and then apparently had no dead money a year from now?
Yeah, that to me is kind of the part about this that's still a bit of a head-scratcher, is that, you know, when you make that move with Jarrell Casey, okay, Casey's last year wasn't as good as some of his previous years, but he's still a very good player. He was bothered by an injury last year, and this is a guy who's been to five, you know, Pro Bowls. You know, when you make that kind of a move and you clear that much cap space, I think there's certainly an understanding that you know, there's an anticipation of, okay, what are you doing that for? And you know, when that question was posed to John Robinson yesterday, you know, basically the answer was there's a lot of business that has to be done throughout the course of the league year. And you know, he was talking about maybe extending guys or maybe some smaller free agents, budgeting for IR players, and you were kind of left going, really? You know, you cleared out nearly $12 million of cap room, really, to take care of business throughout the course of the league year? Maybe that's the case. Maybe there's more business than what we thought. But, you know, to me, again, you got a seventh-round draft pick for Jarrell Casey. What else is happening? You know, unless they have a big extension of somebody, a big signing, I'm still left a little bit puzzled by what hasn't happened since the Casey trade.
John, last thing for you here. They also talked about Logan Woodside potentially, you know, battling for that backup position. Do we believe that he actually has a realistic chance to win that job, or is that just lip service that's been provided by John Robinson and Mike Vrabel?
You know, at this point, I think you'd have to say he's got a realistic chance. You know, they've talked him up for a while. They clearly liked him enough, you know, that they've kept him around and signed him to another, you know, whatever it is, a futures contract or whatever, even though he was on IR for most of last year. And right now, if you're looking at free agent quarterbacks, there's not a lot of players that would probably fit into the Titans' budget. You know, if you're looking for a real talented guy, obviously, you know, Jameis Winston, but he's not going to be coming here for a backup quarterback role. So, you know, Blake Bortles is probably going to, you know, command a few dollars, probably more than you want to pay a backup quarterback. So it seems to me, you know, there's maybe a smaller veteran free agent out there that would compete for the job and maybe a draft pick. So, you know, as I look at it, I do think Logan Woodside has a decent chance at that job. You know, they've seen him for a couple of years now. They really like what they've seen in him. And, you know, we've seen flashes in the preseason that have looked pretty good. So I'm giving, unless somebody else comes along that we don't expect, and I don't expect it to be an early round draft pick, a quarterback for the Titans, I think Woodside's got a decent shot.
John Glennon from The Athletic has been our guest here on Morning Drive. John, thanks as always for joining us. Go watch Remember the Titans a few times today at home while you're sitting there.
I'm going to make Marquise very happy. Yes, indeed.
You should. You should. Thanks, John. Appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
When we come back, what do the Titans plan on doing with the money that they've cleared up from the Jarrell Casey trade? We'll talk about that next. This is Morning Drive. You're on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.